Welcome to the Arkansas Post. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. So we're continuing our journey across Arkansas this week with a stop in South Arkansas, Gillette, Arkansas. And this is a beautiful site called the Arkansas Post. Now, I would encourage you to look that up and check out what all happened here. This is actually the first state of the first capital of the Arkansas Territory after this area became a part of the United States after the Louisiana Purchase. And this became a strategic place. It was only the capital of Arkansas for about 2 years, something like that, before they moved it to Little Rock. But this was still a strategic place because of its location. And so this is a trading post, obviously, but it's located close to where the Arkansas River meets the Mississippi River. And so in a time when you're really depending on, you know, transporting stuff on water, this is a pretty crucial place. It was all about the supply line, okay? The Arkansas Post was so crucial because of supply lines. And even during the American Civil War, this was a very valuable piece of real estate that eventually the conquering of the Arkansas Post by the Union soldiers eventually allowed them to kind of hopscotch over to Vicksburg, and we know history tells us that it was all downhill from there for the Confederacy. This is a really interesting place, and it kind of takes us back to what used to be, like the last stop in a lot of ways. I got to tell you, this was so important to various armies and various nations that had this piece of land for different periods of time because, like I said earlier, the supply route. Where we get our sustenance from, whoever supplies us holds great power in our life. And I want you to think about that. Paul would have said it like this in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, when he said that my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. So today, can I encourage you? Listen, we have an unquestionable, trustworthy supply line in Jesus. And so today, I hope that that's who you're putting your trust in. There's a bird attacking one of the cameras. That's fantastic. But I hope that you're putting your faith and trust in Jesus to supply all your needs, because he said he would if you'll lean on him. Beautiful place. If you're ever down in this part of the state, I'd encourage you to swing by and take a look. Maybe when it's open, probably would be a better time to to come. Thank you so much for joining me today on the tailgate. You never know where we'll pull up and drop a tailgate next time. So have a great week, and I'll see you next Wednesday on a tailgate talk. Love you.